In the third chapter in the book of Daniel, 16 to verse 18, Daniel, the third chapter. Amen. You should be on that screen to stand. We're going to read those who are able to stand. We stand and read this together. Amen. Daniel, the third chapter, verse 8, 16 through 18. Amen. 16, let's read. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to King, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. Amen. If it is so, our God, whom we serve, is from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O King. But if not, serve. Set up. Amen. Thank you so kindly. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Amen. This morning, my brothers and sisters, we're going to talk about strong faith makes strong believers. Strong faith makes strong believers. Amen. You've heard this morning, we need to hold on to our faith. In times like these, we need an anchor. We need the Lord. And I don't know about you, my brothers and sisters, but I made up my mind that I'm not going to bow down to no other God but the living God. I'm not going to bow to nobody who have eyes and can't see, who have legs and can't walk. Have eyes that can't see, and bow down to nobody who won't answer my prayer. And bow down to nobody who can't feel what I feel. Don't hear what I hear. When I call on him, I want him to answer me. And I believe we need to learn to stake authority and believe in what we see the living God is able to do. But you have to be careful how you get involved with all these organizations, sororities and all that, and different things that make you forget about the God that woke you up in the morning. Be careful. Because if not, you end up bowing down to a God that will not answer your prayer. Be careful. But I'm a stern believer. We need strong faith that makes strong believers. And we find out this morning how strong your faith is. We talk about faith. We talk about I'm rooted and grounded in the word of God. But there's going to come a time in your life that you're going to be tested. You're going to be tested and prove, amen, whose side you really on. And he's all right. You know, you can shout, talk that talk. But when the time comes, actions speak louder than the word. Amen. You can sit here and shout all you want. Amen. But you don't have no action behind that, no true faith behind it. You'll end up falling for anything. Amen. This morning, you got to be careful with what you see. Go back to verse 8 to 15. We see spectators and accusers. You're always going to have some spectators and always have those who accuse you. There was always someone watching us. So you need to know whose side you're on. The world or on Jesus Christ. We need to stop bowing down to gods that will not answer prayer. You hear what I say? When the church stands together, there is power. I say when the church stands together, there is power. I did hear him say in the word of God, where two or three gather in my name, I'll be in the midst. It don't take that many. All it take a few believers who's willing to stand on the word of God. Amen. In this time and day, we have to have strong faith. Strong faith. The king, you read it, had made an image of gold, 90 feet tall, 9 feet wide, and wanted the people to fall down and worship his golden image. You read from verse 1, he had selected people and had some important people, lawyers, amen, sheriff, and all that he called to the dedication, amen, that he had made this golden image. Wanted the people to fall down and worship the golden image. He made, not God made, what he made. And if they will not, they will be cast into the midst of the burning fire furnace. That's orders. That's his orders. Amen. And I look back, my brothers and sisters, in verse 9, as the goes, the spectators were looking around and saw everybody, amen, were being obedient, except three disciples. I'm not going to say Christian, because anybody can be a Christian. But when you got a disciple, they stand on the word of God. Y'all miss that. Amen. Is somebody going to talk back to me this morning? And somebody was looking around and seeing what they were doing. In verse 9, they say the spectators and the accuser. They say, I looked at it good. O king, live forever. Well, there was no king live forever. Only Jesus Christ. No president live forever. They all got to die. No members live forever. No pastor live forever. Y'all miss your shout. Only Jesus Christ died and will live forever. I had a problem with that. They said, O king, live forever. Nobody gonna live forever. You see, some of us get upset because the president is there, but he's not going to be there always. Y'all miss your shout. Somebody going to talk back to me this morning? And if only what you do for Christ will last. Amen. Live forever, huh? They say a certain Jews, you have set over the fair of the Babylon. They call their name. People, when they accuse you or the spectators, they see you doing something that don't agree with the God they serve, they're going to call your name out. They say Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Them three troublemakers. They're in the church, they're troublemakers. They won't do what we say do, huh? They shout when pastor is preaching, and they ought to not be shouting. They're troublemakers. Then the choir sang, they're up there shouting. They don't do that because they're not holding their peace. They're troublemakers. They don't like that. They don't like that. And what happened, they accused them. They will not bow down or worship or serve thy gods. You got an S on the end of that. Thy gods, king. Something wrong with them. We heard your orders. We was being obedient. Why them three is not being obedient? Why are they standing by themselves and they're not being obedient to what you say, king? Do they not know you got power? His power is limited. Only God got all power. Now this is when strong faith comes in. And you stand on the word of God. Some people have strong faith long as they are not accused of being on the Lord's side or a child of God. Then I wonder if you would be summoned today about Jesus Christ. How many of us but stand on the true word. We go a little further. The king commanded to bring them to him. Y'all bring them to me. Maybe they got hearing problem. Something may be wrong, so let me get to the nitty gritty. Let me get to the problem. Bring them to me. Bring them to me. They brought them to him, and I need to talk to them one on one. And ask them, is it true? I just want to know, is it true? Y'all do not serve my gods, nor worship my golden image. Is it true? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I just need to know if it's true. I'm not going to take my boy's word. I'm going to come directly to you and ask you, is it true? How many people walked up to you and say, is it true what I heard about you? They go directly to you, is it true? The golden image that I set up. Not God set up, I set up. Look what he's saying. In verse 15 he gave them another opportunity to make it right and bow down. It will come a time in life that, my brothers and sisters, that your faith will be tested. Now is the time to see if you are real or not. This is the test. This is real. This is the real test. You go to church, you shout, you say, can't nobody do me like Jesus? But when it's just you standing by yourself, can you still say, the Lord is good? The king said, if you don't worship, you shall be cast the same hour in the midst of the burning fire furnace. Watch what he say, huh? Then the king said, and who is that God? Boy, you got some nerve yet. That shall deliver you out of my hand. My hand. Look the power you claim he got. Out of my hand. Well, let me tell him who's that God is. Do you mind if I tell King who that God is? Do you mind if I tell him who that God is? See, some of y'all, you know, kind of scared. You can't be scared. You got to stand on the word of God. When you know who you know, who you know that you know who you serve, you can stand boldly on the word of God. Strong faith makes strong believers. He say, and who is this, that God? What insult it is. Who will deliver you out of my hand? Can I tell you who is that God is? Let me tell you, that God is, one, Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide. Jehovah Rapha. The Lord heal and restore. Jehovah Shalom. The Lord our peace. Jehovah Tensi. The Lord our righteous. Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is there. Jehovah Nisi. The Lord our banner. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord my shepherd. That's who that God is. When you know your God, you can stand on the promise of God. That God is the God that will deliver me. I don't need king. All I need is Jehovah. That's all I need. Got some nerve. He say, who will deliver you out of my hand? When you stand on the promise of God, God will deliver you. I wish I had somebody. Y'all don't want to pray with me this morning. Y'all don't want to pray with me, huh? Strong faith makes strong believers. Look at what you say. But it's real. They were pursued it. Verse 16 to 18. They looked what he told them. You do not have to prove who you are to everybody. Y'all don't hear me. This thing is on. Quit trying to prove yourself to everybody that you're a child of God. All you do is just live it and just believe in the God you serve, that he's able to deliver you. I don't care how hot it get or how cold it get. You stand on the promise of God. You got to rely that God is able. If you say you belong to him, he will come to your rescue. But then he allows you to go through some things. What type of problem? We don't want to go through no stuff. David pursued it, 16 and 18. My brother says, sometimes we have to be bold and stand on the truth. They were not rude to the king, but they were direct. They saw no need to give him an explanation for why they would not bow down and worship his golden image. They trusted their own God and had faith in their God. Look at it, my brother and sister. Have faith in that God. Let's read 16. Says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and say, the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, look what he said. We, that means they're all in that together. They're not by themselves, huh? We serve, huh? Look, you say, whom we serve, the God, huh? Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. I don't have to tell you nothing. I know who I serve. I know who I believe in. Quit trying to bow down, making it excuse like people pull something out of you, huh? You ain't got to answer to nobody. All you got to do is stand on the promise of God. Answer you in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, look at that. Huh? Our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fire furnace. And what? He will. That's fate, huh? And he will. They didn't say he might. Oh, y'all don't want to shout with me, huh? And he will. When you got that kind of faith, you ain't got nothing to worry about. And he will, that's what he's saying, deliver us out of thy hand, O king. Look at that. But if not, be it known unto thee, unto you, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, now worship thy golden image, which thou hast set up. That's bold. That's faith. They saw. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, my brother and sister. They saw no need to give him an explanation, huh? For why they would not bow down to the golden image. They trusted in their own God, had faith in their God. They yielding themselves to his will, regardless of what he choose to do. You got to be ready. Regardless of what God choose to do in your life, you got to be ready to live or die as a child of God. You got to be ready at all times, huh? Got to be ready, my brother and sister. If not, does not indicate a lack of faith or on part of the three men. Rather, they recognize that sometimes it was the will of God. Sometimes it's the will of God for men of God to die in the line of duty. Ooh, y'all missed that. Sometimes, my brothers and sisters, When you see loved one, you see so-and-so loved one on his sick bed, and we pray for God to deliver them. We pray for God to heal them. But we don't know, sometimes it might be the will of God that they die, or the will of God that they go through something. And we got to learn to turn them a prayer looser, turn them around and say, Lord, let your will be done. Y'all ain't going to talk back to me this morning. I thought I had some praying people in here. Just let it be done. Let it be done. They might be ready, but you're not ready to turn them loose. Oh, y'all miss that. Y'all miss that. Y'all miss that. You never know where you're going to meet the devil at. And he's going to try each and every one of us. Try your faith. Amen? You don't know when you're going to die in the line of duty, huh? But as they serve him, they knew that God was able to deliver them. They knew that God was able to deliver them. But they did not know if it was his will. They didn't know if it was his will. Huh? They didn't know that. You don't know neither, huh? But we still won't bow down. You hear what I'm saying? Strong faith makes strong believers. If it's his will, deliver us. Oh, well, if it's not his will, we're still not going to bow down. We're going to keep the faith. In our church, when we learn to stand on the true promise of God, and don't bow down, don't let nobody turn us around, we see God move. Sometimes God will let you go through it just for him to bring you out of it. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. I'm a firm believer. I'm a firm witness that he's able. How many believe that? And I believe if we quit having people bow down to every little thing, we'd have more Christians. We have more women quit bowing down, more men quit bowing down, and stand on the true God. The true word of God. Watch God move. Where is your faith? Where's your faith? Strong faith makes strong believers. These three men stuck together. You know, people that tell you, I'm with you, until they get hot. I'm with you, Pastor, until things get rough. Then they say, oh, nobody, Pastor. You're on your own. But strong faith will stand together. Believe God what he said he's going to do. Look at it, my brothers and sisters. They pursued it. Not only that, verse 19, the pressure will come. Oh, yeah, pressure will come. Don't think King wasn't real. He was serious. He was serious. Pressure come. Right there. He was furious. He was mad. He charged Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And he spoke and commanded that they should heat up the furnace 1/7 time more than it want to be. He's serious. Pressure will come. I'm going to show y'all. We have to be ready when the enemy attack us. But we got to keep the faith. Got to keep the faith. When you keep the faith, I don't care what you go through. God will see you through. May not be on this side, might be on another side. But you got to learn to keep the faith. Look at him, my brothers and sisters. What he did, he commanded them the promise in the fire. Verse 20, 23, he commanded them to be cast into the fire furnace. It's hot too. It's hot. These men did not flee. They didn't fight. They stood their ground. You heard what they say? If he don't deliver us, we still won't bow down. Huh? That's what they say. I'm still not going to bow down. I'm going to keep on fighting good fight of faith. Look at him, my brothers and sisters. promising the Father. The Lord promised that he will always be with us. Huh? Matthew 28, huh? And 20, he say, Lord, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the ages. You got to be careful. Is he there? How many of you, when you go through something and seem like you're all alone, and you ask, where is the God I serve? He's still right there. Seem like your marriage is broke up. Where is that? He's still there. Your children gone astray. Where is he gone? He's still there. Your job done, amen, done fired you, let you go. He's still there. Trouble in the nation, he's still there. Trouble in the home, he's still there. Trouble in the church, he's still there. He's waiting to see if you're going to give up or if you're going to hold on. He's waiting to see if you're going to give up or if you're going to hold on to God's unchanging hand. I'm holding on by faith. But will you hold on and don't let go? Fire is right there. It's there, y'all. You can't deny it. It's real. It's real. And here it is, my brothers and sisters. The Bible says that he ordered these men to be thrown in the fire furnace. Heat it up 7 times hotter than it ought to be. The men who threw them in there, they got burned up. His own men. If he don't care about his own men, you know he don't care about a child of God. His own men got burned up because the fire was so hot. But Shadrach and Meshach, the Bible say, they was bound with their coat and hat in the fire. They fell down in the fire. Look at them, in the furnace. Protection. Protection in the fire. And I read that Isaiah 43:2 say, when thou passest through the water, I will be with thee. And through the river, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not burn, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Look at. That's what the word of God say. Wherever you go, I'm with you. All you got to do is just hold on to my unchanging hand. Look at him. You got to believe. Where is your faith now? They throw them in. They're burning up. King is happy. King say, next time, you going to believe what I say? Where is your God? You say, he's an answering God, but where is he? We throw you in the fire furnace. And now, King thought these boys were all alone. But when you least expect it, the Lord. Y'all gonna make me shout before I get happy. The Lord is always there. He thought he done something good, but he did do something good. Because sometimes God will let you get away sometime, but you can't get away all the time. He threw them in the fire furnace. And the Bible say these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound in the midst of the burning fire furnace. But then, verse 24 say, then King Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished. He put them in, but something wasn't right with him. God won't let you rest. When you get over on a child of God, God won't let you sleep good. When you mess over a child of God, that's why you got to be careful how you speak against a child of God. Got to be careful how you come against a child of God. Because I heard the word say, God will make your enemy be your footstool. The king was astonished. Because he didn't hear no noise. He didn't hear no hollering. The king got nosy. And the Bible say, my brothers and sisters, the king went and he wanted to know. He looked at him and he said, he was astonished and he rose and hesitated and spoke and said unto his counsel, did not.